现在是闵行区高三年级质量调研考试英语听力测试时间。先试音，试音的内容是一段音乐，时间约半分钟，请注意调节好音量。现在开始试音。试音结束，听力测试现在开始。
Listening Comprehension Section A Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Look at the traffic. The cars and buses are barely moving on.
That's why I usually leave my car in the garage and go to work on my bike.
Question. How does the man usually go to work?
2. Can I speak to Mr. Linton, please?
I'm sorry, but Mr. Linton is dealing with an emergency in the clinic right now.
Question. What is Mr. Linton?
3. You look so tired. Did you stay up late last night with the work?
I went to bed early last night, but the music from the neighbor kept me awake.Almost the whole night.
Question. Why does the man look so tired?
4. Is this the check-in counter for flight 914 to Los Angeles?
Yes, but I'm sorry, the flight is delayed because of a minor mechanical problem. Please wait for further notice.
Question.What do we learn from the conversation? 5. Why don't you just tell Mr. Johnson how you feel?
I'm just so angry that I don't know what I would say to him.
Question. What is the man doing?
6.Can I get any discount if I apply for a membership?
Certainly. Please read the agreement and fill in the application form if you accept the terms.
Question. What should the woman do first? 7. I really enjoyed the TV special about the royal family last night. Did you get home in time to see it?
Oh, yes.But I wish I could have stayed awake long enough to see the whole thing.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation? 8. Do we need to collect more data for the report?
I don't think so. What we need next is to decide on the useful data for the report.
Question. What will the speakers do next?9. I fail to sleep well at night, and as a result, I can't concentrate myself on the job during the day.
Well, you spend too much time in the room, and your body can't tell if it's night. That's how your problem comes up.
Question. What does the man suggest the woman do? 10.Professor Dalton caught some students cheating on the final exam and failed them on the spot.
Serves them right. I won't feel sorry for anyone who tries to pass the test that way.
Question. What does the man imply?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you'll hear two short passages and one longer conversation, and you'll be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
It's fairly easy to know what a working holiday is. It is a vacation which normally lasts for several weeks or even months, during which you divide your time between work and a relaxation. The typical working holiday includes some manual labor and sightseeing. You can usually get room and board in exchange for a few hours of work. Countries all over the world offer the chances to work or volunteer and live in a new environment. All you need is a return ticket and enough cash to live on. A working holiday is a great way to broaden your horizons, since it gives you the chance to explore a country, practice a new language, and meet people from all over the world. These kinds of adventures sometimes have a really big impact on those who have experienced a working holiday. They often say that it was one of the best memories of their lives. Be aware, even though some working vacation programs pay, not all of them do. Sometimes you end up paying to go on working vacation. However, a working holiday can get you off the usual routine and into spots the average tour bus would never go near.
Listen again, please. It's fairly easy to know what a working holiday is. It is a vacation which normally lasts for several weeks or even months, during which you divide your time between work and relaxation. The typical working holiday includes some manual labor and sightseeing. You can usually get room and board in exchange for a few hours of work. Countries all over the world offer the chances to work or volunteer and live in a new environment. All you need is a return ticket and enough cash to live on. A working holiday is a great way to broaden your horizons, since it gives you the chance to explore a country, practice a new language, and meet people from all over the world. These kinds of adventures sometimes have a really big impact on those who have experienced a working holiday. They often say that it was one of the best memories of their lives. Be aware, even though some working vacation programs pay, not all of them do. Sometimes you end up paying to go on working vacation. However, a working holiday can get you off the usual routine and into spots the average tour bus would never go near.
Question 11. What is the main theme of a working holiday?
Question 12. Which of the following is not true about a working holiday?
Question 13. What is the passage mainly about?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Before you make your fitness plan, you should know something about your personality. Usually, we divide people into three different personalities. That is, highly sensitive personality, type A personality, and type B personality. Highly sensitive people may be more uncomfortable with group exercise classes or team sports where they feel their every move is being observed and evaluated. Additionally, they may feel more upset over an ineffective or poor exercise results. Type A personality people are known for sticking closely to their plan, not to mention being super competitive. However, this can cause them to stick too closely to the fitness routine. To get better exercise results, type A people need to be aware that following an exercise plan too strictly may limit their progress. They should be more flexible and listen to their body, especially when they're in pain. Type B personality people may get too lazy about their exercise plan, which prevents them from seeing results. They are often less willing to devote enough time and energy to their fitness goals, especially if exercise is something that makes them anxious. Type B individuals succeed in creative and cooperative environments, so team sports and group gym classes may be perfect.
Listen again, please. Before you make your fitness plan, you should know something about your personality. Usually, we divide people into three different personalities. That is, highly sensitive personality, type A personality, and type B personality. Highly sensitive people may be more uncomfortable with group exercise classes or team sports where they feel their every move is being observed and evaluated. Additionally, they may feel more upset over an ineffective or poor exercise results. Type A personality people are known for sticking closely to their plan, not to mention being super competitive. However, this can cause them to stick too closely to a fitness routine. To get better exercise results, type A people need to be aware that following an exercise plan too strictly may limit their progress. They should be more flexible and listen to their body, especially when they're in pain. Type B personality people may get too lazy about their exercise plan, which prevents them from seeing results. They're often less willing to devote enough time and energy to their fitness goals, especially if exercise is something that makes them anxious. Type B individuals succeed in creative and cooperative environments, so team sports and group gym classes may be perfect.
Question 14. Which word can best describe type A personality people?
Question 15. Which of the following is true about type B personality people?
Question 16. What is the main purpose of the passage?
Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
First, I want to thank you for doing this survey. This is an open-ended question survey, so please don't feel held back.
Okay, I will try my best.
That's good. Now, will you please tell me first your major and what year you are in?
Yes, I'm currently in my fourth year of a biology course, and I'm majoring in microbiology.
How do you feel about the biology program at this university?
On the whole, it's okay. However, as this university is still known primarily as a liberal arts school, you might say that biology doesn't always work well with a very limited budget.
How do you think this underfunding problem affects the quality of education?
Well, for example, the laboratory has all the equipment you would normally find in a standard lab. Unfortunately, it is very difficult to conduct experiments that are complex.
How would you describe the quality of the professors?
I think they're very well committed to the program and to their students. But the problem is that they themselves feel that they're working with inferior equipment.
Well, it sounds reasonable. But could you explain it more exactly?
Yes, I have heard some of them are having contracts in other universities. I'm afraid we're unable to keep them next term. This could put the program in great risk because we rely so much on skills.
Well, I hope your comments help to get that message across. Thanks again, and I hope you have a great future.
Thank you.
Listen again, please. First, I want to thank you for doing this survey. This is an open-ended question survey, so please don't feel held back.
Okay, I will try my best.
That's good. Now, will you please tell me first your major and what year you were in?
Yes, I'm currently in my fourth year of a biology course, and I'm majoring in microbiology.
How do you feel about the biology program at this university?
On the whole, it's okay. However, as this university is still known primarily as a liberal arts school, you might say that biology doesn't always work well with a very limited budget.
How do you think this underfunding problem affects the quality of education?
Well, for example, the laboratory has all the equipment you would normally find in a standard lab.Unfortunately, it is very difficult to conduct experiments that are complex.
How would you describe the quality of the professors?
I think they're very well committed to the program and to their students. But the problem is that they themselves feel that they're working with inferior equipment.
Well, it sounds reasonable. But could you explain it more exactly?
Yes, I have heard some of them are having contracts in other universities.I'm afraid we're unable to keep them next term. This could put the program in great risk because we rely so much on skills.
Well, I hope your comments help to get that message across. Thanks again, and I hope you have a great future.
Thank you.
Question 17. What is the survey mainly about?
Question 18.What is the main problem with the biology program?
Question 19. What does the woman say about the laboratory?
Question 20. What do we know about the professors from the conversation?听力测试结束，请考生继续答题。